Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get back to the issue of the day, and we're talking about freedom under assault, let me give you an open invitation to join us on May the 15th of this year, May the 15th, coming up in just a few weeks, 10 a.m. here at First Conservative Baptist Church. We're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295, right here in the heart of Mandarin. We'll have the quartet with us there. It's the quartet, Mark V Quartet. It's the group of men that have a fantastic voice. They'll be singing in concert, the Mark V Quartet. Some of the songs will be very much like the one you're about to hear. We're going to play just a brief clip of one of the songs and invite you to join us on May 15th at 10 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little sample, a sample of the wonderful music we'll have the privilege of fellowshipping around and enjoying on Sunday morning, May the 15th at 10 o'clock in the morning at First Conservative Baptist Church. You're invited to come. There's no cover charge. There's not a ticket charge, but we just have the doors open inviting you to come and worship with us. We'll have the quartet in concert, and then there'll be the message from the pulpit that I'll have the privilege to bring for our edification. Looking forward to having you join us. That's May 15th, 10 o'clock at First Conservative Baptist Church, right here in the Mandarin area. Looking forward to having you join us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that should cause every Christian, every conservative, every patriot to be concerned. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Perhaps you've heard the latest news where Elon Musk, with about 44 billion dollars, or 44 million, I can't count that high, $44 million, I believe it was, that he bought Twitter, and now the hair on fire for all of the left. I'm looking at one of the articles that says, celebrities are threatening to leave Twitter after Elon Musk take over. Dated April the 26th, a number of verified Twitter users, celebrities, and others said that they would leave the platform following Elon Musk's purchase of the social media website Monday. The term leaving Twitter trends on the website for several hours as prominent users claimed that President Donald Trump, perhaps the most influential poster before his suspension, would be allowed back on the website. For his part, Trump told Fox News Monday that he won't be coming back to Twitter and said he will use his Truth Social platform instead. Looks like I'm about to say goodbye to Twitter as well. I've been pulling back a bit from social media anyway, this writer says. This will be just the push I need to go all the way and cancel this app, wrote Charles Blow of a left-wing New York Times opinion writer on Twitter. quote, "One good thing about Musk buying Twitter is that I will finally have leave and stop being a complete nuisance to society on there. So it's a win-win for you and for me, really," actress Jamil wrote. She followed up with the post that claimed, "It was my best last tweet, including pictures of actress and her log." Left-wing activist and author Amy Skitton told her 550,000 followers that she's considering leaving the social media site in a series of Twitter posts. She claimed that whatever content I provide here goes directly toward enriching one man who I think is absolutely awful. People need to understand that this is no longer a public company. Every post you make here is free content to enrich one man, Elon Musk. He is completely in control and answers to no one. I don't view him as a mentally stable person anyway," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, Elon Musk, up until about a week now, Elon Musk has been a knight in shining armor. He's been praised by the elitist on the left because of SpaceX. He's been praised by the woke culture on the left because he has his car, the Tesla, is an electric car that all of the woke left climate control people have praised. And now all of a sudden, one particular person on one of the comment programs on television made the statement, "I wouldn't trust my daughter around Elon Musk." Now all of a sudden, he's a pedophile. Now all of a sudden, he can't be trusted. Now all of a sudden, he's out of control because he's bought Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says the leftist Twitter is afraid of Elon Musk because lies die in the light of truth. Let me read that headline again. Leftist Twitter is afraid of Elon Musk because lies die in the light of truth. This article says prominent public figures on the left are in full meltdown mode over Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter because they know that lies die when exposed to truth. This is why the right of center Twitter users were happy to hear that Musk pledged to make the platform the place where people can respectfully engage in public debate in the digital town square. Those debates used to be about tax rates and minimum wages over the past few years. However, the stakes have been raised considerably. Now our public debates are about foundational issues of biology and identity. The Babylon Bee, a Christian satire site, this article says, was suspended from Twitter for naming Dr. Rachel Levine Man of the Year. This came after Levine, a man who identified as a woman, was named one of the USA Today's Women of the Year in March. Levine was also described by the New York Times last October as the first female four-star admiral in history of the United States Public Health Commission Corps. Two of the most prominent media companies in the country openly advocate the lie that a person with XY chromosomes and male reproductive organs can be a female. The only way they can be allowed to sell this lie is if people who know the truth are bullied, coerced, and forced to remain silent. You can't have a free society without the ability to speak freely, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the left is in an absolute tirade because Elon Musk has said that he's going to restore freedom of speech. He is to restore freedom of speech. And ladies and gentlemen, if we do not have freedom of speech in America, we're shut out as conservatives, shut out as Christians, we're shut out as patriots. And as a result of that, the gospel of Jesus Christ is thwarted, and man cannot have the speech freedom that we have had for 246 years in America. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, how you doing there, Dr. Youngblood?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well, doing well. Yeah, a lot of them said they were going to leave whenever Trump got elected, and they ended up staying. Yeah. America, the only place that you can that you hate so much that you won't leave it, right?
Right.
I just don't know. They're always going to move that goalpost. And what's that biblical verse about wheat going whichever way the wind's blowing there? I cannot recall it. I remember hearing it, but it has to do with people being willy-nilly. Maybe it's a proverb that I'm thinking of. Just going whichever way the wind blows and just not a clue on wisdom.
I can't place the text you're speaking of, but that's exactly where people have been. It's just simply whichever way the crowd goes, then you follow the crowd, and that's always detrimental to anything that's called morals and ethics and values.
Yeah, well, I've always heard that morals was doing the right thing regardless of the crowd there, and a lot of them just completely miss that aspect of it. It's not a real hard thing to figure out. It goes against God's law. Oh, and Richard Levine, yeah, that man supposedly has a PhD in adolescent behavior. I'm like thinking, yeah, okay. I don't know if I want that man counseling any of my, well, my children are grown, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes. Well, you understand, Jim, that that individual is fully biologically a male long
that's
hair.
Oh, yeah. I call him Richard.
With long hair, lipstick, and makeup, and a shade for afternoon beard on her face or his face. And because a conservative or a Christian or someone that is not a woke in the woke culture calls him a male, then all of a sudden they are banned from Twitter and they are charged with spreading disinformation. We've got a Supreme Court justice that does not know how to define a woman. She says she's not a biologist. Yeah, and you've heard me say before on the air, I'm not a veterinarian, but I can sure tell you what a dog is. And yet,
yeah, and I can tell you exactly which one's which too,
whether
it's a boy dog or a girl dog.
It don't. Right.
But you know. I think I'm a rocket scientist someday. I don't know. The whole thing is I've never really talked to anybody that's had that issue, whether they can't figure out what they are. I think I had one that was close there, and they said something about addressing them as something else, and I just said, well, you know, I feel like an emperor today. There, you can just address me as emperor, and they turned around and walked away from me.
That's a good statement. Well, we're watching the meltdown of the left simply because of the Twitter takeover by Elon Musk. And I don't know, he's a libertarian, don't know what the future holds. But we're watching the shades come off and some of the discovery of who's in the background, who's making the decision. And it's a very limited number that's making the decision on who can speak on Twitter and who can't. And that's all coming to the forefront now because they're afraid of losing their jobs. And Musk has agreed to keep them on for 6 months, and I think, personally, that's a mistake. They need to be fired summarily and all replaced, nevertheless. By the way, I just heard on the news this morning that our mayor's invited Elon Musk to move the Twitter headquarters to Jacksonville. Don't know what the outcome of that will be, but good signs.
Well, our secretary, who's the secretary to DeSantis there for economic and commercial business there? He also was pushing for him to come here.
That's right.
I can't recall his name. I heard that too. Well, I also heard Lenny Curry said that the city council should go ahead and vote without putting it to a public agenda on the statues, the historical statues here as well. I read that this morning too.
Well, I'm glad that our mayor's tenure is about over. I'm praying that we'll have someone that will go in that's an individual with some stability and understands that we, the people, need to be the ones that make the decision on issues like that. I'm tired of seeing our landmarks being eviscerated and removed at midnight or afterwards by fiat decision of a mayor. I'm concerned when we have the Republicans in charge in Tallahassee, House and the Senate, and yet when a bill was up for vote that would have made it illegal to remove our monuments and statues in the state of Florida, the Speaker of the House were not allowed to go into a subcommittee, much less committee meeting on the subject. It's the rhinos in Tallahassee that's hurting, and the rhinos in city council and seated in the mayor's seat in the city of Jacksonville. Jim, thank you so much for your input.
Thank you.
God bless you. Have a good day.
God bless you, sir. Bye.
Thank you. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Pastor, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. We are very blessed, and I thank God. I believe it's still a good day to give God the praise. Because I believe what we are seeing right now and witnessing before our very eyes are the results of what happens to a nation that forgets God.
That's right.
Basically, Dr. Youngblood, and I thank God for Elon Musk, as you said, that's stepping forth to purchase Twitter and perhaps turn things around and get it on the right track. But I believe that God uses certain individuals for certain things to happen according to his plan. And I'm hoping and praying that this will be one of those things that will help get this nation back on track. Because as I read down through the scripture, and I won't go through everything I've read because it'll take a lot of time to get all of that done. But when I went to the book of Job, chapter 8, verses 13 through 15, it talks about a nation that forgets about God and the results of the terrible things that happen because they have gotten out of line with God. They have forgotten about, how God established. And when we look at the way that this country was built upon the word of God and look at where we are now, pertaining to life, what we're doing in life, we're so far away from where we first started. And I believe the intentions of the founding fathers would be right now. It's so far off base concerning to, what they probably had in their hearts and minds. But when we go to Psalm chapter 50, verse 16, it says, "But unto the wicked, God says, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil and thy tongue to frame deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother, and thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes." And this is what he said in verse number 22. "Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God." Now, that's the answer right there. God has given us the answer to what we need in order to get back in line with his will so that God will bless America again. Right now, at this point in time, I'm not sure where we're going, and I know that time is winding up. God's will is still going to be done. But while all of these things are going on, Dr. Youngblood, I will not cease to give God the praise because I believe praise is in order for him.
Amen. Well said. I am thankful for that wonderful scripture that pertains to where we are today and what is taking place today. And I believe that that should be edifying, uplifting, challenging, and encouraging to each of our listeners. Pastor Davis, thank you so much for your call, for your spot-on insight as to what is taking place and the words from the scripture to encourage today. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I believe we have Derwin on the line. Derwin, go with the question or comment, please.
Pastor Youngblood, really want to thank you for your program, and I think everybody listening ought to make sure they donate to expand it,
I'll second that vote.
Yeah, and I got one comment. You know how communists, socialists all come in and rewrite history? So here's the deal. They'll take down all these statues and everything, and it's part of history. So effectively, they're rewriting history. Well, let's carry it one further and say, well, what's this about slavery? Slavery didn't exist. Prove it exists. There are no statues or no connotations about slavery.
You're exactly right. What we're doing is watching the dismantling of our history. You go back to the scripture, and when the children of Israel crossed into the promised land, they were directed by God to place a monument in the middle of the where was the water, the dry waterbed, the dry riverbed. And the question was asked, well, why is that so? And we're told so that in the future, when your children ask what took place and why, you could point to the monument as the reminder that God opened the waters and parted on dry ground and allowed them to come into the promised land. It is a reminder of history past. For example, one of the things that you find across America, many cities and counties and states have erected George Floyd monuments. Well, I detest that with all there is in me. I reject that. But I don't feel that I have the right to say you must take it down. I don't believe that it's the right of if somebody's put it up and they've put it up in an honorable fashion with legal, rights and recourse to do so, then it should be left. But I detest it, reject it. There are monuments across the nation today. I forgot I did the research on it several years ago. Several thousands upon thousands, I believe 10, 11, 12,000 monuments across America. And what would it be like as far as documenting history if we take all of the monuments down? Again, it goes back to our legislature in Tallahassee that's controlled by the RINOs, even though they're Republicans. And there was a bill that was introduced by Congressman Mike Hill back in 2019 that would have made it illegal statewide to take down any monuments. And it was canceled, was not allowed to go to committee because the then Speaker of the House didn't think it was a good idea to do so. So we're the blame for what is taking place because we elect people that have a statement that says I'm Republican or I'm conservative, and we don't vet them and we put them in office. So we're getting what we deserve with that. It's wrong, but that's what's happening. Derwin, brother, thank you so much for your input.
Well, one other thing. One way we can get to the top and is to make sure we vote Al Ferrero for mayor. You know,
Al is a good man. He's got his heart in the right place. He's got the intentions and the ethics and the values as a good, solid foundation. So I would not be opposed to that.
And I think his strategy about bringing up the deal with the monuments, you know, let's either have them all up or all down, was brilliant. And another thing is he needs to revisit old John Keane and the $400 million liability of the police and firemen pension fund, you know?
Yep, if you'd revisit that, you'll open a can of worms and you'll find truth popping out on the pages of the news, but they're afraid to do that. Derwin, our time is just about on us, but I am thankful for your call, brother. God bless you. Keep on keeping on. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over to the question and comment, please.
You know, along Derwin's line, if you fail to study history, then you are doomed to repeat it. That's been often said, and that's kind of where we are. And, you know, if you look at these monuments that the left wants to tear down and continues to tear down, take down, hide away, where will it end? A few years ago, Donald Trump said, will you go after Jefferson? Will you go after Washington? And guess what? You know, they mocked him. They ridiculed him when he said that. And guess what? They did go after Jefferson. They will come after Washington. They removed Jefferson's monument there in the D.C. Council. So where does it end? And, of course, if you start picking anyone that had any association with slavery or the Klan or the right on down the list, Robert Byrd, former Senator Robert Byrd, has his name on hundreds of structures. That man's a former Klansman. Of course, he's one of the most renowned of Democrats, one of the most respected of Democrats. Of course, he's gone now, but you have had him praised and adored for many generations. I'm sorry, a few generations there on the left within the Democratic Party. So, you know, their end would only be something like, I guess, every school. You can't name it after anybody. You have to just name the schools 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, because anything else could eventually one day be tied to something that's no longer politically correct. And if it's good or if it's bad, if my fathers, if my grandfathers saw it as so important that they would memorialize it in stone, etch it in stone, I think we ought to give it some time. I think we ought to give it some review. I think throwing it out is a mistake. But, you know, on another note, Tulsi Gabbard was interviewed the other night. She talked about her original entrance onto Capitol Hill and how they immediately divided Democrats and Republicans. And she was immediately told, basically, don't support anything Republicans do. I mean, it was all about the advancement of the party and the acquisition of power. The advancement of the party and the acquisition of power. And that's what has so destroyed this country. I mean, today, I know I'm jumping around a bit, but we're seeing chaos because I think a lot of it's driven by the fact that Democrats are completely controlling the executive departments in D.C. across the United States. I always point to 2016 and the campaign contributions. 97% of Department of Justice, Department of Justice, 97% of contributions went to Hillary Clinton from the Department of Justice, 99% from the Department of State. And you wonder why it seems like we can't get anything done that's rational, reasonable, constitutional, and smacks of good governance. They're running the show. And today they are scared to death of Elon Musk entering into Twitter and being able to expose potentially the collusion between that federal government bureaucracy and Twitter, a private company or public company, and the use to censor free speech on that platform. It wasn't just Twitter. It was Twitter in cahoots with government. So literally, the can of worms is just beginning to potentially be opened. It's going to be an interesting next 6 to 12 months, folks.
Yes, it is. And, Greg, I'm looking at an article here. We've got about a minute left, but I'll touch on this and let you close out today. It says, censorship no more, The political fallout of Elon Musk buying Twitter. Billionaire Elon Musk has highly critical of Twitter restrictions, et cetera, et cetera. And it goes on to state here, the whole key to it is to not to rip away the First Amendment freedoms that we have in America. And yet Barack Hussein Obama is standing up now, this dateline, April the 26th, and he's standing at a major college and university, and he's saying it's not less, but it is more censorship that America needs in order to protect ourselves from ourselves, if that makes any sense. Major speech last week, Barack Obama called for even more censorship, more cancellation, more demonizing and demonetizing, and more violation of the First Amendment rights by big tech. He's saying big tech needs to do more of controlling what you say and I say and what we do and where we go. Greg, we've got about 30 seconds left on the broadcast. Take a moment. How should we then live? What should Christians do in the realization and the recognition of these things?
Well, the left will continue to make a run on the First Amendment. The First Amendment not only covers free speech, but freedom of religion.
Yes.
And for us as believers, Jeremiah 29:7 says, and seek the peace of the city, whither I have caused you to be carried away, and pray for the Lord for it, for the peace thereof shall ye have peace. We have a responsibility to be salt and light, to engage the culture, and to seek the best interest of this country that God has so richly blessed us with. So don't give up. Don't give in. Keep up the good fight.
Amen. Thank you, Greg, for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.